whitebet.com.zn.
Don't wait. Visit whitebet.com.zn.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins. Epic wins. Endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Feel the power.
Front PF has threatened to report the matter pertaining to the Zambia-South Africa relations to the Southern African Development Community, SADC. The Energy Regulation Board has approved 21 license applications and 9 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors. In international news, 81 candidates applied to run for the Cameroon presidential elections. And in sports, Ghanaian football legends back Toyota Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Patriotic Front, PF, has vowed to formally complain to the South African government, as well as the Southern African Development Community, SADC, the alleged corrupt activities by PF faction leader Robert Chavinga in that country. This follows media reports and voice notes making rounds on social media, suggesting that Mr. Chavinga was allegedly attempting to bribe the South African High Court judges in the case involving the late 6th Republican President Edgar Chagwalungu's burial impasse. Speaking during a media briefing this afternoon, PF Acting President Given Luinda issued the threats and called on investigative wings to investigate Mr. Chavinga. Mr. Luinda stated that Zambia cannot risk losing their historical relations with South Africa and that the country is a member of the international community.
We shall call for the Anti-Corruption Commission, DEC, to immediately investigate Chavinga and his atrocious activities in South Africa. We in the Patriotic Front, together with our partners, have submitted a formal diplomatic complaint to the South African government and to SADC over the politics and misuse of diplomatic relations. The relations that Zambia enjoys in the international community, and particularly in the SADC, has been ended.
In other news, opposition Tonse Alliance has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of abusing his authority, alleging that the head of state is using the police in a personal matter between Dr. Nevis Mumba and incarcerated Chris Zumani Zimba, a former political advisor to the late 6th Republican President, Dr. Edgar Lungu. Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo alleges that the head of state is using the Zambia Police Service to intervene in a personal dispute between two political rivals, adding that the alleged action by President Hichilema is tantamount to abuse of authority. Dr. Zimba was yesterday arrested and detained for alleged for alleged criminal libel and harassment against Dr. Mumba. Mr. Tembo has therefore questioned the arresting of Dr. Zimba, alleging that Dr. Mumba is a known friend and political ally of President Hichilema, while Dr. Zimba is a political opponent. He has further raised other concerns about the judiciary, alleging that Dr. Mumba has been treated differently in a corruption case in which he said he was convicted and sentenced to imprisonment over 4 years ago, but has not served his sentence with his appeal pending.
It is a well-documented fact that for more than 2 years now, Dr. Nevas Mumba and Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba have been involved in a public dispute and quarrel where they have traded accusations and counter-accusations against one another, as well as an exchange of demand letters between the lawyers of the two individuals. All this has been in the public domain. Each of these individuals has promised the public to sue one another in the court of law through civil proceedings. However, for more than a year now, we have seen that none of these two individuals have actually taken each other to court. However, for us as Tonse Alliance, we were very shocked yesterday to realize that President Hakainde Hichilema's policemen decided to take sides and arrest Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba on a charge of criminal defamation and harassment of Dr. Nevas Mumba. Countrymen and women, it is a well-documented fact that Dr. Nevas Mumba is a personal friend and political ally of President Hakainde Hichilema. It is also a well-documented fact that Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba, being a former political advisor of the late 60th Republican President, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu, is by default a political adversary of President Hakainde Hichilema.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 21 license applications and 9 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors. These approvals represent a total investment commitment of 4.8 billion kwacha, approximately US$206 million. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says the approvals were granted during the ERB's July Licensing Committee meeting, reaffirming the board's ongoing efforts to streamline approval processes through timely application reviews and an efficient regulatory framework. Ms. Kasumpa adds that the 21 approved licenses cover a wide range of energy activities aimed at increasing access to efficient energy services and promoting technological innovation across the country. These include 9 licenses of the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 4 licenses for the road transportation of petroleum products, 3 licenses for the distribution, import and export of petroleum products, 2 licenses for electricity generation and trading, 1 license for the importation, packaging, blending, distribution and export of lubricants, among others. She has since reaffirmed the board's commitment to effectively regulate the energy sector with a strong emphasis on stakeholder engagement and promotion of sustainable, inclusive and reliable energy mix.
These approvals represent a total investment commitment of 4.8 billion Zambian kwacha. Approvals were granted during the ERB's July Licensing Committee meeting, reaffirming the board's ongoing efforts to streamline approval processes through timely application reviews and an efficient regulatory framework. The 21 approved licenses cover a wide range of energy activities aimed at increasing access to efficient energy services and promoting technological innovation across the country. These include 9 licenses for the manufacture, supply and installation, maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 4 licenses for the road transportation of petroleum products, 3 licenses for distribution, import and export of petroleum products, 2 licenses for electricity generation and trading. one license for importation, packaging, blending, distribution and export of lubricants.